Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This hour of the Greg Hill Morning Show brought to you by 495 Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and the Ram Summer Clearance Event. Get your new 2020 Jeep Renegade today.
A texter from Rhode Island is just tuning in, so they don't know if they missed it, but they would like to know at what time you are flying your family out to Russia so they can get the vaccine, since Russia now has the COVID vaccine. And they got it first before anybody else.
Yes.
Although, I don't know if that's real news or that's fake news.
The market seems to be responding favorably to this news this morning, but until I see some definitive proof of this, I'm a little suspect of
Putin. You are?
But they've skipped stage three. They're not like
testing
it. Well,
they're going into it now. They didn't skip it.
They're distributing it before the tests come back.
I'd like to ask that inoculated be added to the list of gross words that we can't say.
Oh, you don't like that word?
Inoculated. Maybe it sounds too much like nog, like eggnog. I don't know, but yeah. It's just gross as me out.
Well, Ken has asked Entercom to install a sink in the production booth so he can wash his hands at all times. I believe that Fauci, Curtis, has moved the goalpost a little bit.
Again?
Yes.
Hand-washing.
Hand-washing at all times, wherever you are, indoors or outdoors. I don't know how you're... How is one able to wash their hands at any time, wherever they are? Fauci was on World News Tonight last night. And suggested that we must go to universal mask wearing, which means indoors and outdoors.
It's amazing. The same guy months ago, several weeks ago, said no masks.
And then
he's got to stay relevant.
He suggests also that wherever you are, you must be able to wash your hands at a moment's notice.
There should be universal wearing of masks. There should be the extent possible social distancing, avoiding crowds. Outdoors always better than indoors, and be in a situation where you continually have the capability of washing your hands and cleaning up with sanitizers.
How can you be in a situation where you continually have the opportunity to wash your hands? What about when you're driving your vehicle? What are you supposed to do?
Sanitizer. He says sanitizer.
We see people
gloves
in their,
are out.
So you put a sink in your vehicle?
Yeah, people are eating cereal on their laptops. Why not?
That's it. One
on
of those
Kindle.
Bowls with water in it where you put your hands in there, right? Isn't that what they do at the nail salon?
Thank you, Palmolive.
Yes. But how can everybody take this guy, everything he says is gospel, when he has contradicted himself several times on key things?
Guy should be in morning radio.
You just pick him apart and take him out of context.
What is taken out of context?
He said
don't wear masks, and now he says universal mask wearing.
Okay, everybody said no mask at the beginning.
Why would you ever think that you wouldn't need a mask to spread a virus?
Because they were trying to save the good ones for the hospital
workers. Oh, so they were letting innocent Americans die because they were giving them to first responders?
Correct.
You don't think that's smart? First responders needed them?
Hey, Fauci trying to hold on to that 15 minutes. Don't let him fool you.
first responders are in COVID wards.
Right,
I think they
and hospitals had masks.
They did?
Yes.
Well, Bob Kraft flew to China to get 2 million of them.
Right. And remember
so the Patriots could play.
And remember when the ventilators, we're never going to have enough ventilators?
Okay, now you move the goalpost.
That never occurred. Literally never occurred. Okay, we never ran Fauci's out of ventilators.
Curtis, you sound a little angry this morning.
Well,
Curtis he's reached his boiling point.
Well, because I
well, Florida's deaths are climbing towards Massachusetts numbers, so Curtis is a
little upset. It's three times
the
state there, donkey.
Oh, okay.
Because I always thought it was about flattening
the curve. 2 months ago, that didn't matter.
What? It does matter. It's a percent of population there, Kenny.
Kenny.
Hey,
Kenny.
Kenny.
That's what I always thought it was.
Let's go back to Curtis 2 months ago.
I think it's a bigger state. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. 3,200 deaths.
Oh, 3,200 deaths. Well, no, not 8,000, Curtis.
Ken has the audio ready to nail you.
I feel like I'm next to Tim Russert.
He works on that at night at home in his isolation chamber in bubble wrap.
How'd these last 2 months go, buddy?
You know what they're doing in
mask
Florida?
Mask on, mask off.
They're playing high school football in Florida.
They are?
Yeah. Not here in Massachusetts.
No, you're not going to. I mean, listen, I am hoping against hope that there is a reversal of fortune when it comes to college football today. I really do. I just
roll it back.
I cannot believe that when you look at the healthiest amongst us, the college athletes, that they are not going to allow these guys to play football.
Right. And you know why I see everybody out there wilding out and doing these things? Good for them. Because you do all the work, right? I forget where I was listening to something about, you know, the whole thing was at the beginning, flatten the curve. Then you flatten the curve, and then you roll things back. And so why do you think people are going out and having parties? They're frustrated. At this point, listen, go out, party, wear your mask, don't wear your mask. You want to have more than 100 people in your backyard, so be it. Because it really don't matter what we do, right? It doesn't.
Well, no, that's not true.
Yeah, it is. We all that work that we did, and we're right back to rolling it back. So why does it matter what we do?
We didn't roll anything back.
Yeah, we did.
We stopped going to phase 3.2, but we didn't roll anything back.
Right.
Nobody knew what that was.
Ken is saying we didn't move forward.
Well, we were, but that's my point. We haven't gone anywhere. We're still in the same place that we are, except we did roll it back because we went from 100 people outside gathering to now 50. So
you're right about that.
Yeah, so right. We rolled it back. So all this is for what? Why are we doing all this? If every time it's roll it back, then the restaurants are having to deal with more issues, businesses, more issues, school, we don't know.
I don't understand what happened between last week when college football, D1 college football was a go.
Yes, all the conference-only games.
And the weekend. What happened? What changed?
There was a spike in Massachusetts.
But I mean, really, what changed?
I really think it's the liability thing. Fitzy, I think, nailed it yesterday. These presidents got together, and they're just afraid of lawsuits. Don't you think that's the bottom line?
Well, why aren't they concerned about lawsuits with other health issues?
Well, with what? Like concussions?
Well, concussions.
I mean, they've already dealt with that. There's
with
like
heat
already
strokes,
an acceptance of it.
Mono.
General.
I mean, why aren't they concerned about the spread of mono on college campuses?
They should be, yeah. That only happens once every 100 years.
What about the super gonorrhea?
No.
Aren't they concerned about the spread of that on college campuses?
Take a Z-Pak.
Yes.
All in one shot. Then you need a probiotic.
This is Mike from Framingham. What's up, Mike?
I'm more concerned about the deaths. How many professional athletes in baseball died from corona yet so far?
Ken, how many have died?
Day ain't over.
Ken.
I mean, that's the thing. When you start, whether it's Dale or others, when you start to suggest that if there is college football, there's going to be 3 to 7 college football players who die from the coronavirus, that's fear-mongering as far as I'm concerned.
And that's why we're in this position now, right? Because they let it get to them. The same way that Ken's president, Cuomo, sat there and go, if you don't wear a mask, you might as well be, that might as well be attempted murder.
Cuomo, by the way, says full go on schools in New York in the fall. We're good to go.
Huh?
You should love that guy.
Yes. But do you think the teachers union will allow that to happen? Probably not. All right. Well, potentially an announcement about some of D1 college football at some point today, maybe 10:30 or so is when they're talking about that. Right now, we got to get to Ken and what is trending.
The Greg Hill Show, morning 6 to 10. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
College football, by the way, Big Ten expected to make a decision today. That could be postponing until September. That seems to be the latest. Maybe just temporary, push it back to September 26th and then decide, kick the can down the road a little bit, which makes sense to me. I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Wait a second.
Just delay the decision for another couple weeks.
Another couple.
Get more info in.
You said September 26th.
Yeah.
That's a month.
Yeah.
What is going to change?
So wait 3 weeks.
What is going to change between
maybe the
now?
Curves will flatten in Florida and other places.
Okay. All right.
Florida, the governor's already said, listen, ACC, SEC, you can come play here. It's not about Florida. How many teams and how many schools?
I'm sure it's the presidents of the schools.
How many schools in Florida play in the Big Ten?
Well, not the Big Ten.
Zero. But that's the conference is the one that's trying to pull the plug.
Yeah, well, they're one of them. I think the Pac-12 is another big one that seems to be headed out.
And there's only, really a couple schools that play in California. So when you look at the Big Ten, a lot of those states, Michigan's doing well. We obviously, Nebraska, you know, some of these other, Iowa, some of these other states. It's like, what are you pulling the plug on places like that for?
ACC presidents will meet Wednesday, and the SEC digging their heels in. They could be the lone college conference that plays. Like, that would actually be an interesting experiment to watch from afar.
It would be really interesting, and you may have some defections. You may have coaches and
players
and schools that say, hey, let us in. We want to play football.
You've already seen players from the MAC jump in the transfer portal trying to, you know, go somewhere and play. So that's what you're going to see. Don't be surprised if you see Justin Fields, quarterback of Ohio State, playing for Alabama.
How did Julian Edelman sound talking about the loss of Tom Brady yesterday? His first public comment since Brady left town. Curtis was pretty sad when Brady left. I think Edelman's right up there. Here's a little bit of the Zoom call.
Yeah, it was a little different scenario, but you got to move on, and you understand that this is a business, and you wish him well, and that's when you instantly start thinking about what you have to do to prepare yourself to go out and contribute and help the team for the upcoming year. So,
why are we playing Governor Baker?
I love it. Tom who? That's what he said, Curtis.
Oh, yeah.
Brady who?
He sounded jacked and pumped.
A lot of plane trips, it seemed, out to see Cam. Like, saddle up to Cam. Cam, buddy, look my way. But his legacy's on the line, right? I mean, this is a big year for Edelman.
Well, I don't think his legacy is on the line.
Yes, it is. His post-Brady, did Brady make me or am I a great player no matter who's the quarterback legacy?
Yeah, I think we all know that Brady made him. Same way he made Wes Welker, right? I mean, he makes them.
But you made him, though, when you played.
Well, yeah. I mean, I made Brady, and then Brady made everybody else.
But you're also talking about a guy who was a quarterback from Kent State.
Right.
Who turned himself into a great receiver.
Yeah, nobody's knocking that. I see, I think you're missing the point. The fact that he got to play with Brady, you know, took him to a whole nother level. And we had this discussion with Wes Welker. Before Wes Welker got here, he was just an average receiver playing for the Miami Dolphins. Then you get with Brady, and Brady, his ability turns you into a potential Hall of Famer in Wes Welker's case, a guy that people argue about should Edelman be in the Hall of Famer.
So without Brady, would Julian Edelman still be playing in the NFL right now?
No, I'm not saying he wouldn't be playing, but would Julian Edelman, without Tom Brady, would Julian Edelman be a Super Bowl MVP?
I guess hard for me to say. I mean, I don't know who he would have been playing with, what the offense would have been. I mean, you had a guy that you could count on when you needed a first down,
right,
who is an absolute warrior.
Right.
Tiny little dude.
Right.
Who,
your question, nobody's questioning his ability. That's why I think you're missing the point. If you play for Tom Brady or you play for Jameis Winston, right, isn't the quarterback, a lot of that is going to depend on maybe what type of player you can.
Well, would you have been nothing without Tom Brady?
Well, actually, I was more when I was without Brady.
Yeah, see?
Culpepper made you.
See?
There you go. Right.
Yeah, he was better without Brady, Curtis.
Wiggy, did you play in a snow game?
Wiggy was better
in a snow game.
Wiggy was better.
Curtis, did you hear that? Wiggy was better without Brady.
Well, no, that was Brady's record in the snow game, but then Dion Branch broke it. So, I you know what?
Wiggy had great hands, man. He would be good no matter who he played.
A lot of success of Tom Brady comes from, you know, these shoulders right here.
Biggest concern, Danielle, is the Hillman jinx with Edelman. I think this is going to be. We're going to see it this year.
No,
I don't know.
Catches
it's been
are
such
fall
again.
Off.
This is a long-standing thing, Ken. The friendship and the appearance on the show. Mm-hmm. So I think at this point, if he hasn't jinxed Bubs, he's safe.
He fumbled against the Ravens. He had a big drop pass in the playoff game. I mean, you started it. It started last year.
He's jinx proof like Brady is COVID proof.
Just get that man a new phone.
Greg,
that's
can you do us a favor
about.
Though? Before Friday of next week, can you send him a text? Say please, no Bluetooth.
Seriously,
absolutely.
Thank you.
Yes. I will do my best.
Bruins Canes open up at Scotiabank Arena in Toronto tonight, 8 p.m. Drop of the puck. 4 series in all today, starting with Columbus, Tampa at 3. Red Sox lost. They'll do it again tonight, 7:30. First pitch on the Shaw's and Star Market WEI Red Sox Radio Network with Will and Joe on the call.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This is The Greg Hill Show on WEEI.
Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we're here. Started from the bottom, now the whole team here. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now my whole team in. Started from the bottom, now we here. Started from the bottom, now
former New England Patriot and former Purdue Boilermaker Matt Light will join us at 8. He is disgruntled about college football. So Matt Light at 8. And then Lou Merlone will join us at 8:30 for his weekly discussion about baseball. And perhaps we can address the Cardinals pitcher who violated protocol by flying in an Instagram influencer model and has led to, what have the Cardinals played, like one game so far this season, Ken?
Well, it's unbelievable.
I think literally they've only played
five games.
Only played. It's really a shortened season for the Cardinals.
Were they supposed to be good this year?
Who the hell knows?
If they're like,
I was going to say, Matt Light really had the most amazing college and professional career of all time. When you think about, he was the left tackle, blindside protector for Drew Brees in college and Brady in the pros.
Right, but he would have been nothing without Tom Brady, like Edelman.
right.
Would have been nothing.
Well, he wouldn't have won a Super Bowl without Tom.
Who made that catch in the Super Bowl against Atlanta when the Patriots needed it? Was that Tom Brady who made that catch, or was that Julian Edelman?
That would have been Edelman. Great play.
Yeah. Oh, I thought historic. Was a great play.
Yes.
Would they win that Super Bowl without Tom Brady?
No, nobody is suggesting that. Would they win that Super Bowl without Julian Edelman?
Yeah, probably.
Oh, they would have?
Yeah.
If it was just Tom Brady and Mohamed Sanu, then they would have won. No. Sanu would have made that catch.
No, Jesus Christ couldn't win with Mohamed Sanu.
Okay.
That uncle that you haven't seen in a while.
I can't wait till we actually get to play football and the Patriots are actually winning football games. So you can disappear.
Can you believe that there are people in this business who are rooting against the NFL starting, trying to use their platform to tell people that we don't need games? Like, that is the most mind-boggling thing.
Who are you talking about?
Dale, Ken.
Dale and Ken?
Mike Florio. Against Peter King.
It's too many health issues, so why don't we just move everything out to the spring? Let those guys play two seasons in less than 9 months.
Because they know in the spring we'll all be ready to go.
Yes.
Russia's got a vaccine. What do you want?
I got a vaccine for you.
What about Russia?
This is Bill from Lynn. Hello, Bill.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, Bill.
Well, I just want to agree with Curtis and with his lead this morning. Because of the Democrats and their push to try to stop college football, I believe it's going to happen. And it's the exact reason why Trump is going to, win this presidency.
I don't think it's only Democrats that are trying to stop college football.
Mostly. Greg, don't hang up because I got one more thing.
Yeah, okay.
All right, I wish I was there in the studio to see Ken Jong-un's face because he's definitely finished with this one. That new Stanford professor that's going to rule, that's going to point out reason instead of, emotions, I heard there was an incident with him and Lita Fauci in the bathroom. We grabbed Fauci and he gave him a swirl. He stuffed his little head in the toilet.
You mean Dr. Atlas? What a great name.
Yes.
Dr. Atlas.
Yes. Dr. Atlas. Big Daddy Atlas. Big Daddy Atlas coming with the facts. Dropping the hammer on little Fauci.
Fauci don't like that.
More fascist
language.
He's
messing
from
with
the right.
Fauci's money.
More law and order, Trump fascism.
Fauci's got to get his...
Bring in the troops. Bring in the swirlies.
What's going on?
Oh. Wiggy's still on this thing that Fauci is in it for the fame and in it for the money.
First pitch. Fame whore.
First pitch.
Fame whore.
You can't defend the 19 on the jersey. Right. You can't.
The perfect opportunity. 19 on the jersey. Throwing out the first pitch. Come on. He's everywhere now. It's like 6 months ago, it was like, who's Dr. Fauci? Now his word is gospel. He says it. We gotta put install sinks in our cars.
But whose word would we have?
Sinks in our car.
Whose word would we have as gospel? I mean,
he's been all over the place. So
he's gonna be on HGTV House Hunters next week.
Right. He treats people like Ellen behind the scenes too. Right. It's unbelievable.
He's doing a promo tour at Barnes and Noble with Joanna and Chip Gaines.
By the way, Ellen, my God, talk about a fall from grace.
Wow. Does Fauci have a bobblehead yet?
I think he does.
That's when you know that you have reached the pivotal point of fame in this country is when you have a bobblehead.
I believe he does have a bobblehead.
There's a pre-sale going on for $25. Mm-hmm. Does not include a display case.
There were 400 sent to the Nesson Studios yesterday.
And people think he ain't trying to make a little bit of money off his 15 minutes.
They have to leave them outside the door for 3 days.
Wiggy, this is for you and for Curtis. 617 text. It's a read every text Tuesday.
All right.
Greg is right. It's not just the Democrats who are trying to prevent college football. It's anyone with an ounce of an intelligence in their brain that is trying to prevent it.
Okay. So,
Well,
how do you justify the numbers that you're seeing in college football as far as the testing of these athletes that are going against each other?
Well, you've had outbreaks. You had an outbreak with Clemson.
Yeah, but that was at the beginning of the year. You had outbreaks in every sport at the beginning of the season when guys reported. We saw it in hockey. We saw it in basketball. We saw it in baseball. But once they got into the program and they got into, following those guidelines and those protocols, mm-hmm. we haven't seen any outbreaks.
Unless they're flying Instagram models in for a visit.
By the way,
in the case of the Cardinals.
Is Clemson going to be available to play? Because you said they had an outbreak over the summer, so they must have lost a bunch of players.
No. I think everybody survived.
Oh, okay.
Yes, everybody survived.
I mean, the fact of this is I think we can all agree, maybe without Ken's approval, but do you believe, like I do, that it is the safest place for these student athletes to be on campus, practicing with their team and medical staff?
Yes,
I don't know if it's the safest place, but I would say it's safer there than at home in some cases.
Right.
Not social distancing, nothing to do during the day.
Right. No goal at the end of the week.
They really can't get a job, right? Nope. Because they're not allowed to do that.
Dale almost ripped my head off when I said that they were at less risk from being on campus, following the discipline, the programs, the structure of being a football player or an athlete than they would be just, hey, like, you know, like Curtis said, I'm in Dalton, Georgia, bored out of my mind. It's Friday night. Let's all go over, you know, Tiffany's house. Speaking, she's having a pool party.
Speaking from experience, idle time is the devil's playground.
Oh.
This is Bill from Quincy. What's up, Bill?
Hey, Greg. I was just calling. You asked about what happened over the weekend in college football. I don't think it's one of the big main reasons, but a reason is in the beginning of last week, the Big Five conferences announced that they were going to play football.
Yes.
And they also announced that they were only going to play interconference games. And then over the weekend, the MAC conference came out and said they were going to discontinue this season. And one of the reasons, I believe, is because they're paid by the big conference teams to
yep.
play those games.
Ah, yeah.
And those minor Division I programs, they do not sustain themselves by themselves. They sustain themselves by playing those games.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no economic feasibility for those conferences to play if they can't play those big games.
Yeah, that's 100% correct. I want to say, I forget what school it might have been. Like BC pays UMass or UConn, like, you know, a couple hundred thousand to play them. But I saw another one where it's like $1 million for a team that was playing Auburn.
UMass was going to make $1.7 million this year to play Auburn.
There you go. That's what it was.
They were going to make $1.7
yep.
million.
Yep.
And
play
BC
Auburn.
Had $5 million on the game.
Yes. So Auburn and schools like Auburn, because UMass played Georgia a couple years ago, so those schools will say, hey, listen, we'll give you $1 million to play us. You come down here, we'll set it out, and that's like an easy W for them. And UMass is like, well, this is a great opportunity for us to make money and play one of those Power Five schools. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. By the way, it's idle hands are the devil's playground.
Curtis, yes.
Did you get that right or get it wrong?
No, you got it wrong.
Okay. Well, idle hands are the devil's playground.
I was
Curtis.
Always taught idle time, but maybe I was drunk.
Okay.
It's okay.
Maybe.
Let's see.
We knew what you were trying to get at.
this is Ben from Natick. What's up, Ben?
Hey, so you guys keep talking about the students needing to social distance and all that if they want to play sports and not going to parties and whatnot. What happens when they have to go to class and they're exposed to all the other kids that are going to college parties and whatnot?
Well, in college, they don't go to class.
Right. And most of these colleges are saying no parties.
Right.
Now, some right. colleges, I was talking to somebody whose daughter is not going to go to college because her boyfriend lives in an off-campus apartment. And the rule at the school is that if you go visit somebody at an off-campus apartment, you're kicked out of school for that.
Yeah.
So you're giving up
your education for a guy you're going to break up within 6 months. That's rich.
Well, I mean, maybe that's what's important to her.
But for now, it's
visiting her
boyfriend.
20
years from now, she's going to be like, oh, that. Remember when COVID happened and I didn't go back to school because I was dating that moron? What was his name?
Well, it was obviously more important for Jack Flaherty to get a visit from an Instagram model than it was to play Major League Baseball.
And when you guys try to say that little thing doesn't drive you, we know it does.
I hope she was worth it.
Well, I mean, would you like to see pictures of her?
Yeah.
Pictures do not translate into action.
What's her name?
I don't know. It just says.
What do you mean you don't know her name?
It says it like.
You do all this internet research
right,
and then you don't get any facts.
But it doesn't have her name
What's
on
her handle?
It. It's R-A-C-H, but her handle is
Rachel.
R-F.
Yeah.
R-I. And then
you're talking about on Instagram.
Rachel? Yeah, on Instagram.
She is at R-F-R-I.
Yeah, underscore.
Okay. So I'm trying to help people play along with the show, Wiggy.
Well, I'm just.
They want to go to Instagram right now and look up this chick that ruined the Cardinals season.
Allegedly.
It is at R-F-R-I.
Yeah.
Where's
underscore.
Yeah. She kind of looks like a Megan Fox, if you know Megan Fox.
Yes,
so she kind of has that look.
She looks like the love child of Megan Fox, a Kardashian, and Emily Ratajkowski.
Yeah.
I just clicked that link and it's Roger Federer. I don't know what you're talking about.
First of all,
did you put in enough?
First of all, nobody looks like the angel from heaven that is Emily Ratajkowski.
She does.
Nobody.
Oh, she didn't even look like herself before she got her
stuff
done.
I don't even have to look to tell you that nobody does. Nobody does.
Danielle, does this girl look? She looks like she could have a little Emily Ratajkowski.
She's got that pout going. So yeah. She's got the same kind of face.
The mold was broken when they made Emily Ratajkowski MRAT. There's no more beautiful woman in the world.
Trying to buy it on eBay.
I'm now it's Mike Napoli. What the hell are you doing?
Are you on Instagram, bro?
Is he shirtless?
This is Bill from Providence. Oh, at some point we have to talk about the Rhode Island restaurant war.
Oh yes.
Can we do that?
Sure.
I want to talk about the restaurant war in Rhode Island at some point this morning. Hello, Bill.
Good morning, Hillman.
What's up, Bill?
Long-time listener, first-time caller. Hey, I wanted to talk about the TB12 Welker and Edelman, you know, bit you had going on there.
This is,
I think, the perspective.
This is just to refresh everybody. This was Ken's lead this morning when we started the show at 6, which is that Edelman is essentially going to be useless this year without Tom Brady.
He'll be a role player. He will not be featured.
Okay, so go ahead. I'll play along with this nonsense. What do you want to add, Bill?
No, I don't want to add anything. I just wanted to state that there's another perspective that I think everybody's missed, and the fact is you could take a guy from the security lot that's parking cars, and Bill Belichick is going to make plays that are going to accentuate that guy's assets, and it's going to be an interesting concept to watch how we can go to a Cam Newton Bill Belichick twist offense and accentuate Edelman. Well, you look at Welker when he left. He was a hero here. He was a loser when he left here and didn't do nothing in the other team that he went to.
Went to the Broncos.
These guys left for
he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, he went for big money.
He went
for big money and didn't really produce anything. I mean, Bill Belichick's made everybody a star. It wasn't Tom Brady. It was Bill Belichick.
Welker didn't play well with the Broncos.
His production was down. I give him this. Production was down from when he played in New England to when he was at Denver, because I think his best year at Denver he had like 73 catches.
There was many more weapons on.
Right. There was a lot of talent around him. So that's probably why his production was down at 73 catches. But he still had 10 touchdowns one season. They won a Super Bowl.
No, but Curtis gives Bill no credit. Kurt, I mean, I understand that. I mean, you know, you refuse to acknowledge that Bill had anything to do with the dynasty whatsoever.
In all of his games without Tom Brady, as the coach of the Patriots, he's a 500 coach.
I know. You act like he's the cousin Oliver of the Brady Bunch.
I don't know who that is.
The guy is the greatest coach ever in NFL history, and you act like he's going to fold this year.
I know what Bill Belichick is without Tom Brady. I'm thrilled. I am excited to see what Tom Brady is, even at 43, without Belichick. I think it is going to be fascinating.
Yeah. One thing to call the nails real quick, Greg.
Yeah.
Whose best interest is it for Belichick to accentuate this year on offense? The guy he drafted first overall and the new tight ends. He is going to try to get Cam to feed the rookie tight ends and feed N'Keal Harry.
That
makes Belichick look good,
Bill look good is them winning. And so if you know the guy Edelman is going to help you win and get him the football, they'll still get other guys the football, but Julian will still have 85, 90 catches.
He won't have
the type of numbers that he had with Brady, but he'll still put up good numbers because, unlike Welker, which Curtis just brought up, there's not a ton of talent around Julian Edelman. You know, when Welker went to Denver, there was Eric Decker, there was Julius Thomas, there was Demaryius Thomas. So there was a ton of talent around him, where Welker is still the best player on this team.
Edelman.
Edelman is the best player on this team.
All right. We got to take a break. We will get to Danielle and the news next.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Greg Hill Show on WEEI. It's time for...
Good morning.
...the news.
Good news out of Orlando, Florida. Dale Earnhardt died.
...with your host...
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Danielle Murr.
Cannonball!
Because I am good at three things. Fighting, screwing, and reading the news.
Brought to you by Northeast...
One in Dedham next to Legacy Place and the other in Salem, New Hampshire. Learn more at northeastmenshealth.com.
Always a scary situation when the president is interrupted in the middle of a press briefing to be ushered out of the room because there's a shooting in front of the White House.
Yes.
Yesterday, there was an officer-involved shooting in front of the White House. A man was shot by the Secret Service. I guess the guy had approached a guard booth. Was not supposed to be there. He ran aggressively toward an officer and withdrew some type of object from his clothing and then crouched into a shooter's stance. This is what it sounded like when they had to get the president out of the briefing room.
Dow Jones are going to be, I mean, the way they're going, it looks like they're just about going to be topping records hopefully soon. Excuse me?
What's happening? Where's it going?
Get the photo. Get the reaction photo. Sync it up quick. And the president was able to return to his press briefing shortly thereafter. I cannot say the word briefing today, and here's how that sounded.
So thank you very much. Sorry for that. There was a shooting outside of the White House, and... seems to be very well under control. I'd like to thank the Secret Service for doing their always quick and very effective work. But there was an actual shooting, and somebody's been taken to the hospital. I don't know the condition of the person. It seems that the person was shot by Secret Service. So we'll see what happens, and yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Seems like yeah. He's the type of dude when they told him he really didn't want to go, he wanted to talk about it.
Right.
Like, you know, I'm not afraid of anything.
Coverage.
Like, yeah, I'm not afraid of Corona. Mm-hmm. You think I'm afraid of some shots outside?
On his walk out there, he tweeted, breaking, shooting in White House lawn.
Well, you know, they analyze the reaction.
Yeah.
And they would analyze it forever. It's like when President Bush was reading the book to the school kids.
Correct.
And learned about the 9/11. September 11th attacks. Yeah. And they analyzed that reaction forever.
Of course they did.
Yeah.
Most of that was ridiculous because, I thought he composed himself very well. He's in front of a group of kids. Like, the guy can't just run out of the room and drop everything.
Screaming.
It's like, okay, we have to deal with this. Hang on. Let me handle this situation as it is. And then we'll go to the next thing.
But weren't you surprised, though, just quickly on that he knew of one crash inside the World Trade Center before he entered that classroom? If I'm the president of the United States, don't you wait 5 to 10 minutes to figure out what actually happened? You know what I'm saying?
No. They told him that a light airplane had crashed into the World Trade Center.
He's probably thinking I was nothing.
I love W, believe me.
There had never been an attack like that ever, Curtis.
So I feel like you kind of get all the details about a plane crash into the World Trade Center because it's already been bombed once before. I don't know.
Yeah.
On Monday night, some protesters climbed up to the top of the Citgo sign to hang a banner that read Climate Justice Now.
What is climate justice?
They want justice for the climate. They want us to recognize that climate change is a big problem.
Okay.
Climate lives matter.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The organizers of the banner hanging said that they wanted to grab the attention of city and state leaders. The banner was only up for a few minutes before one of the cables snapped, unfortunately, and it came down. But Matt Carney was one of the organizers.
Even though it was only up for a shorter time than we anticipated, we hope that we have delivered our message, at least in a little bit of a way. We hope that we can cause people to think about what climate justice means. And that's the whole idea.
I hope that banner was made of some kind of a recyclable material.
Sure.
Climate's been good. We've been shut down for 8 months and relatively good.
Now, there's...
Now, is there some issue with the Citgo sign? Is it, I mean, is it lit? Is that, well, is that eating up?
I think they switched them all out to the high-efficiency LED bulbs.
Oh, they did?
So
okay.
I think that is up to snuff when
Probably
it comes
more to do
to
with Venezuela and gas than it is about the lights of the sign.
Yes, exactly. Let's get to the Karen report.
Karen, I was dependent on that.
And now, Karen. The Karen report.
Why did you do that?
Karen.
I love when people make up their own government agencies for which they claim to work. There's a TikTok video that's gone viral. A Karen is in a local grocery store, and she claims to be a representative of the FTBA, the Freedom to Breathe Agency.
Oh.
Not sure which branch of the government funds that.
Yeah,
but
I didn't know there was a Freedom to Breathe Agency.
Yeah, they had their funding slashed in the last budget proposal.
Uh-huh.
But she's in this grocery store. She tells an employee asks the woman to put a mask on, and the woman tells the grocery store worker that she's now legally liable and could face prison time for asking her to wear a mask.
That you guys been challenging people on these subjects. Okay, so we are with FTBA, the Freedom to Breathe Agency. We are with the people organization, making sure that people's constitutional rights, civil and federal laws are not broken. Okay, and so you personally need to take this to your manager, because you personally can be sued for this. Okay.
I'm just following the store policy.
I'm telling you, you are probably paid $15 an hour or $12 an hour, okay? But you are putting yourself into a major legal liability. You personally. Okay, you guys need to be careful.
I am the president and also the only member of the Freedom to Breathe Agency.
I bet you there's a lot of people out there that want to be part of that agency.
Yes.
I really feel bad for you if you're somebody who has to enforce the mask wearing at your job.
It sucks.
Don't do it.
Like, can you
it
just
sucks.
Give? What do you mean, don't do it?
If they say you just ignore it, because that's when you enforce it, you're the one who ends up hurting
getting
in the
hurt.
Hospital.
But
yeah,
but that's what is ridiculous about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
you
get
somebody making $15 an hour that has to get into an argument with a customer because they won't put a mask on.
I'm
like, give
it.
Me a break.
People text in all the time about the place they work at, where they're just trying to follow the guideline and
tell
somebody
to work and do their jobs.
Right. And these Karens and these Kens are losing their minds over it.
And I do get maskne.
I get maskne.
We got to do like what Walmart said. Walmart told their employees, hey, listen, don't go up to people and tell them they need to wear a mask. It's not your job to do that anymore.
Yeah, well, because they're putting themselves... Lowe's said the same exact thing, because they're putting themselves at risk for physical harm.
Yeah, right. I'm not losing my life over $15 an hour.
Don't be a hero. Yeah. Thanks.
By the way, bad news when it comes to the fleece neck gaiters that everybody is wearing.
Yes. What's up with that?
Fleece neck gaiters.
When you wear those...
Yeah.
Apparently, the droplets multiply, and you are putting yourself at risk.
Are you, like, aerosolizing them?
Yes, yes. Your mucosiousness is growing. Your mucosiousness is being entered.
It is. Wow.
So, did you see that warning?
Yeah, look at that.
Big news today.
Did not know
so,
that.
So, bad news. The goalpost is moving when it comes to the fleece neck gaiter, Ken.
Not really. Oh. This is what Boney and our other epidemiologist from Chicago said. These masks that are not surgical masks or N95s, there's no evidence that they work. They told us that months ago.
Well, in this case, it's actually there's evidence that it's working
it
against
worse.
You, the wearer. Yeah. Which so
then what about the other doctors that say just wear, whether it's a mask or a scarf,
put your sweatshirt up.
They're quacks.
They're quacks?
According to Ken and Fauci,
So these things don't work, ones I did not know that.
No, you're breathing.
My wife just bought a couple of those.
You're inhaling droplets left and right, Wiggy.
One scientist said, we attribute this to the fleece, the textile, breaking up those big particles into many little ones. They tend to hang around longer in the air. They can get carried away easier in the air. So this might actually be counterproductive to wear such a mask.
All right.
So we shouldn't be wearing masks then.
Not that kind. Not that kind. There is an irrational fear in the news out of Maine. This might be a Maine the way life shouldn't be type story based on what happened. 79-year-old guy is out working on his yard. He's got the weed whacker out. A couple of young foxes attack him. They think they might have been rabid.
Attacked him?
Attacked him. He was he was bitten 15 times on his legs and his arms. He was fighting off the foxes with a weed whacker and his cane. God bless this guy. Here's James Collins.
I felt something. I was tripping over. And I looked down, and it was a damn fox trying to jerk my leg and that sort of thing. So I kicked him off. He came over and grabbed the other one. And then I fell down, and I'm trying to get the weed whacker between me and him. The second one comes straight at me. I mean, just fast. And so I had a cane there, and I picked it up and just started, you know, hitting the hell out of him.
Mm. I guarantee you, next time he goes out, they'll have his sidearm on him, 357 well, for them foxes.
I mean, the weed whacker probably would get the job done.
No, I don't think so.
You know, then the cord breaks, and then you got to switch the thing out. You don't unplug it, you lose half a hand.
357 gets the job done.
The family of Carol Baskin's ex-husband has filed a lawsuit in court. Don Lewis, the Tampa man who went missing 23 years ago this month. Many people think Carol had him outed, axed, removed.
Most people think that she did, yes.
They filed a lawsuit in court against Carol and Kenny Farr, along with a woman listed as a witness on Don Lewis's will. They say, though, it's not a lawsuit for money. They say it's a lawsuit for equity. Their attorney filed what's called a pure bill of discovery, and it demands that the defendants turn over any information they might have about Don's case for possible use in later lawsuits. Hmm. Their attorney said, I'm a lawyer. I sue people. We'll go that route, too, if need be. Make no mistake, if the family's offer for civility is rejected, if the insults continue, the next step is to bring justice, because justice is love.
And meanwhile, poor Joe Exotic is rotting in jail. Guy can't get a break for himself.
Yeah, he ain't getting out. Yeah.
Doesn't Tiger King feel like 5 years ago?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Did you feels like when the Bruins won first place.
Right.
Did you, is that Joe Exotic? That's Joe Exotic.
Did you get to watch any of Surviving Epstein?
I did.
What'd you think?
I thought it was good. Not the greatest thing in the world, but
really?
Good. I'm kind of, I feel like it's so redundant at times, coming from me that's rich.
Yeah, but what about when you see like Bill Clinton smoking the cigar on the plane and all those photos that you haven't seen before?
Well, when is America going to cover the Bill Clinton angle in this whole thing? Because in my opinion, he is directly tied to the murder of Epstein in jail. He buddied up to James Patterson, who had the Netflix documentary, so he'd be shown in as good of a light as possible. Yet the news still keeps coming out of his ties to this guy and these women.
Yeah. I like that, Curtis. So you think Clinton had a hand in killing Epstein? Of
course. Epstein didn't kill himself.
Wow.
Dershowitz filed a lawsuit against Les Wexner. Is that correct?
Or he subpoenaed him to come in.
Okay.
This is in the case of Dershowitz versus Epstein accuser Virginia Jeffrey. So Les Wexner, who was the founder of L Brands Incorporated, parent company of Victoria's Secret, the Limited, all Bath and Body Works, all those companies.
Well, that's where Epstein got all his money from, was being his money manager.
Yeah, so Wexner has been subpoenaed to testify in court. In a letter to the judge, the attorney, Alan Dershowitz, requested that Wexner be deposed and forced to hand over any documents relating to his relationship with Epstein and Jeffrey, saying it will be key evidence at the trial.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see what happens. I mean, that guy, they had an odd relationship, to say the least.
Yeah.
Epstein and him.
Yes.
May have been romantic.
Was
or
it
something.
A Lem Billings type thing?
Some suggest that there may have been something going on there. I don't know.
President Trump is listening to our show this morning, and he heard me say that his way to a re-election is by getting big into this college football return type of campaign. Mm-hmm. He is actually joining Clay Travis this morning.
He is?
Yes.
Oh,
so he is talking college football all the time.
My
boy.
Clay T.
Yeah. Well, we got Matt Light on this show, which is better. So, former Ken's arch enemy, Matt Light, former New England Patriot and Purdue Boilermaker, will join us because he's disgruntled about college football. He will join us next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.